We're going to learn Brachos Daf Mem Aleph, and we're going to start five lines from the top of the Omid. Hoyu lefonov minin harbe v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Omid Beis that if somebody's got many different species in front of him, Rabbi Yehuda says that if one of them is the Shivas Haminim, then you make the bracha on the Shivas Haminim. And the Chachamim say, no, it's not the Shivas Haminim that's takes precedence, it's Ezemen Sheyirtze, it's the one which is the most choviv, the one that's most appealing to him at this point. Says the Gemara, Omar Ula, Machleikas Keshabir Chisein Shovis. The Machleikas in the Mishnah is when the two species in front of him both have the same bracha. For example, they're both ha'eitz. If you've got an apple and an olive in front of him, and you want to know which one to make the bracha on, and the other one will then be potter from a bracha, you might see the other one. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Min Shiva Odif. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Shiva Saminim takes precedence, and therefore you would make the bracha on the olive, not on the apple. Rabbanon Sovar Min Choviv Odif. And the Chachomim say that in the event that you prefer an apple appeals to you more than the olive, you make the bracha on the apple. And then you don't make a bracha on the olive because they're both are eight. You make a bracha on one, having in mind both. Aval b'she'ein b'rchaseyem shavis. In the event that there's two different brachas in front of him, for example, he's got a ha'etz and a ha'adoma. He's got tznoin, a radish. Aval b'she'ein b'rchaseyem shavis. Divrei hakel mavorech al ze v'choizer mavorech al ze. In the case where he's got a radish and an olive, where a radish is ha'adoma and an olive is ha'etz, there he, in any case, has to make two brachas. He can't, like we saw in the Mishnah, that if you say ha'adoma on the fruit, b'dieved yoyotza, but saying ha'adoma lekatchila on a radish is clearly not going to patter the olive from its ha'etz. So therefore you make two brachas anyway, and if you're making two brachas, it makes no difference which one you make first, which one you make second. Says the Gemara Meisvei, we've got a question on this. Hoyu lefonov tznoin v'zayis. It says in the Brayse, if a person has a radish and an olive in front of him, mevorich ala tznoin upoiter es hazayis. The Chachomim say explicitly, you make a bracha on the radish and not on the zayis. And this seems to contradict Ula. Ula said that when you've got two different brachas, then you have to make a bracha on both, and that the order doesn't make a difference. And here we see explicitly in a braisa, you've got two different brachas, you only make one bracha on the tznoin, and it patters the zayis. Maybe, like some rishonim say, it's like we saw in the Mishnah before that I mentioned, that since her adomo patters her eitz b'dieved, so maybe over here, since you made the hadom on the tznoin, you don't make a bracha on the zayis, or that the choviv, if he prefers the tznoin, then since it's more choviv, it's the ikka, and therefore you don't need to make a bracha on anything else that's considered a toffel. But either way, it's clearly not like Ula that says that when there's two species with two different brachas, you have to make two brachas, and you can make whichever one you want first. This is not like the braisa. Answers the Gemara, hocha b'mayaskinon k'shatznoin ikar. We're talking about when the radish is the primary food that he wants, and the olive is just secondary, it's toffel to it. And we know that whenever you've got two, in the event that it's not just two fruits that are both primary, I want them both as the main food. Just you want one and the other one is just toffel to it, you make a bracha on the ikar and not on the toffel. Yehocha ima sefer, you're talking about ikar of a toffel? Let's see how the seif of that brisa reads. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mevorech al hazayis, shehazayis mimin shiva. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't make the bracha on the radish, you make a bracha on the olive because it's shivas haminim. I don't understand. If we're talking about that the olive is toffel to the tznoin, then just because the olive is shivas haminim, you don't make a bracha on the toffel. Lesley, Rabbi Yehuda, hodit nan. Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of this Mishnah that kol shehu ikar, anything where you've got a primary food, v'ima itfeilu, and with it is a secondary food, a food that's a toffel, mevorich alu ikar or poiter ala tfeilu, you only make a bracha on the ikar, not on the toffel? So here that the toffel is shivas haminim, so what? V'chitei mehochanami delesli. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds, or possibly, let's suggest that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that we don't agree with this mission of Iker and Tofel, and even when it's a Tofel, you make a bracha on the Tofel, and if the Tofel is Shiva Saminim, then you make a bracha on the Shiva Saminim. V'otanya, we learned explicitly in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimir, im machmas tznoin bo azayis, mevorech ala tznoin upoites azayis. We've got a different brisa that explicitly says from Rabbi Yehuda that in the event that the tznoin is ikar and the zayis is tofel, you make a bracha on the tznoin. So if so, in the brisa here, if it's talking about ikar and tofel, Rabbi Yehuda could not say that it's talking about that mevorech al azayis, shazayis, we mean shiva. So it must be, it's not talking about ikka v'tofel. It's talking about two things, a radish and an olive, that he wants them both. They're both primary fruits. If they're both primary, then you see from the Tanakama that you make a bracha on the tznoin and not on the zayis, and then we're back to the question on ulla that says that if you've got two species with different brachas, you make a bracha on both. Answers the Gemara. Lo'oilom b'tznoin ikka oskinon. No. We're going back to the answer we said before. This brisa is talking about whether the tznoin is the ikar and the zayis is the tofel. V'chipligi Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbonon. Where is the argument of Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbonon? It's not in the case of ikar v'tofel, because everybody agrees you make a bracha on the ikar. But milse achrita pligi, on a different argument, v'chesuri mechser v'chiktoni. We have to add some words into the brisa. And it goes as follows. Hoyu lefon of tznoin v'zayis, if he's got radish and olive in front of him, mevorech ala tznoin upoiter es azayis. He makes a bracha only on the tznoin, as we saw, that was the lashon of the Tanakama in the Braisa. Bameh devorim amurim, we're adding these words into the Braisa, the conclusion we came up with before, consequent to the question we had on Ulla, that this Braisa must be talking about ikar v'tofel. Let's put those words into the Braisa. Bameh devorim amurim kesha tznoin ikar. That's true when the tznoin is ikar. Avol eina tznoin ikar, if the tznoin is not ikar, and both the tznoin and the olive are both called ikar, neither are tofel. You make a bracha on both, and the order doesn't matter, which is exactly what we saw in our Mishnah. But in the case where you've got two species where both of them have the same bracha, for example, olives and apples that we saw before, you make a bracha on whichever one appeals to you more. In the case where you're making a bracha on only one of two because they both have the same bracha, there choviv is the determining factor. But if they're different brachas, then there's no order, there's no precedence of one over the other. Exactly like we saw in the Chachomim before. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer mevorech al azayis, shazayis mimin hashiva, that when Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Sefer of the Braisa, he's not talking about a case where they have different brachas. He's talking about a case where they have the same bracha. And in contrast to the Chachomim who say that the Choviv is the Kaveh, Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on the Zayis, not on the apple, because the Zayis is one of the Shiva Saminim. And the Mefarshim discuss, why does Rabbi Yehuda say Mevorech al Azayis, you make a bracha on the olive? We're not talking about the case of the beginning of the Braisa where there's an olive and a radish. We're talking about two food items that have the same bracha. So the Shiva Saminim is the main one. What's the difference? Zayis, not Zayis? As long as one is Shiva Saminim and one's not Shiva Saminim, you make a bracha on Shiva Saminim. And the Mefarshim discuss why Rabbi Yehuda speaks about the Zayis. Continues the Gemara. Pligi bo Rav Ami v'Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. Rav Ami and Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha argued. Chad Omar machleikus b'shabir chaseim shavois. One holds that the machleikus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, where the choviv determines or where the shiva saminim determines, that's only when the brachas are the same. For example, you have an apple and an olive, and the question is which one do you make the bracha on, and the other one will be yotza with the bracha on the first one. That's the machleikus. Rabbi Yehuda sovar min shiva odif. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if one of them is the shiva saminim, that's the one that the one makes a bracha on. Rabbanon sovar min choviv odif. And the Rabbanon say, whichever one appeals to you more, that's the one you should make a bracha on. Avul b'shein birchus yem shavis. In the event that the brachas are not the same, for example, you've got an olive and a radish, divrei hakel mevorech al zeh v'choizeh mevorech al zeh. Everybody agrees that you have to make two brachas anyway, and the order makes no difference. V'chad omar, the other man, the omar, in this argument between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, holds af b'shein birchus yem shavis nami machleikus. Even when the brachas are different, for example, you've got the radish and the olive, where the radishes are adoma and the olive is oit, there's also machlekas Reb Yehuda and the Chachomim. Says the Gemara, Bishleim lemand omar b'shabir chesem shavis machlekas shapir. According to the Manda Omar that says that they're only arguing when the bracha is the same, I can understand, because you only make one bracha, you only make a ha'et. The question is, which food item is going to deserve to have the bracha made on it? So they're arguing, is it the Shiva Saminim? Is it the Choviv? But according to the opinion that says that they're also arguing where the two species are not the same bracha, but my pligi, what are they arguing about? They're not arguing, do you make ha'et? They're not arguing, do you make ha'adoma? They both agree you have to make both brachas. So what's the difference? What are they arguing about? On Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you know what they're arguing about? The order of the brachas. Lahakdim. The question is which one you make first. Do you make the one, the Shivas Haminim, before, or do you make the one that's Choviv first? Da'amar Rav Yosef Yitemi Rav Yitzchok, kol hamuktim b'posuk zeh. Whatever is mentioned earlier on in the posuk, we have the posuk by the Shivas Haminim that says, Eretz chitos oirov gefen ota'inov rimoin, Eretz zeis shemen udvash. That's the posuk with the Shivas Haminim. The earlier something is mentioned in the posuk, it deserves to get made a bracha first. And in the same way as within the Shivas Haminim itself, if you have two of the minim in the Shivas Haminim that both, you want to eat them both, you make a bracha on the one that's mentioned earlier on in the pasuk. Even more so, we can assume that if one is in the Shivas Haminim, like an olive, and the other one is not in the Shivas Haminim bechlal, like a radish, a different bracha, then of course you make a bracha on the Shivas Haminim first. And that's what the argument is about. Which one do you make a bracha first? Says the Gemara, this Rav Yosef v'itema, Rav Yitzchok, who learns from the order of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling us the shvach, the praise of Eretz Yisrael, and the quality of the fruits, and the earlier food is mentioned in this Pasuk, the greater quality, and therefore you should make a bracha on it first. That is arguing with Rav Chanon, who Rav Chanon says that this Pasuk is here to teach us something entirely different, to teach us the measurements of different halachas in the Torah, as we're soon going to see. And as far as those measurements are concerned, there's no relevance whatsoever to the order in the Pasuk. And if so, according to Rav Chanon, you would not learn from this Pasuk that there's any value to something that's mentioned early on in the Pasuk. And then we would not have a source to say that making a bracha earlier has any value. Domer Rav Chanon. Let's see what Rav Chanon learned from this pasuk. Kol apostuk kuloi, this entire pasuk l'shiurin nemro, is teaching us the measurements of different halachas in the Torah. Chito. Chito is wheat. What does wheat? What measurement do we have that's dependent on wheat? The Tnan we learned in the Mishnah. Hanichnas l'beis hamanuga, if somebody, a person goes into a house, a home, where there is tzoras on the home, v'keilov al kseifov, and he's holding his garments on his shoulders, v'sandalov, and his shoes, v'taboisov, and his rings, b'yodov, in his hands, he's holding them, then hu v'hein, him and the kelim that he's carrying, tomein miyad, they become tomei as soon as they go into the house with tzoras. Hoya lovush kelov, if he's wearing the clothes, he's not holding them. V'sandalov baraglov, he's not holding his sandals, he's wearing his sandals. V'taboisov be'etzboisov, and his rings are on his finger, not in his hand. Hu tomei miyad, the person becomes tomei immediately. V'hein, but all these other articles, for example, the clothes, the shoes, and the ring, tohirin, they are tohir unless he stays in this room for a certain length of time. How long? Until he waits there long enough that it would take to eat a pras, the size of a pras, of bread. Which bread? Paschitim. This is the important point. It's not the bread of soirim that takes longer to eat, because barley is harder to eat than wheat. It's talking about bread made of wheat. Mesiv. That the amount of time it takes to eat this amount of bread, this type of bread, in a reclining position, voichlon belifton, and he eats it with a lifton, that it should be a comfortable, natural type of eating. That's how long, if he waits in the house that long, then his clothes that he's wearing, the shoes that he's wearing, and the rings that he's wearing also become tomei. Soira, what measurement of the Torah do we learn from a kernel of barley? Says the Gemara, etzem kesoira. There's a halacha that if a fragmented human bone from a dead person is metame, it can cause somebody else to become tomei. Kesoira, it's only if the bone is at least the size of a kernel of barley. Then it's metame b'maga or b'masa. Anything that either touches it or moves it will become tomei. Ve'ene metame b'oil. However, it's too small to cause tomei to come on somebody who is under the same roof as it. But if he touches it or moves it, he'll become tomei, providing it's the size of a kernel of barley. Geffen. What measurement in the Torah do we know about a vine? Kedei revius yayin lenozer. We know there's a halacha that a nozer is not allowed to digest, he's not allowed to eat or drink any product that comes from grapes. Not the peels, not the pips, not the wine, nothing. What is the shiur? What's the measurement after which a nozer will be punished if he does eat or drink anything that comes from a vine? So the halacha is a revius yayin lenozer, the size of a revius. But, and here's the big but, how do you measure a revius, for example, peels of grapes, or the pits of grapes? How do you measure a revius? Revius is a measurement of liquid. The answer is that if you displace a liquid with these solids, you'll know the measurement. For example, you have the peels of grapes, or the pits of grapes. The revius of it would be put it into a cup of liquid, and when a revius of liquid is displaced by those pits or those skins of the grapes, that's when you will have eaten enough of the grape products that you'll be chayiv and oynish, you'll get punished if you're a nozer. And here the halacha is that it's got to displace the vine, that's where the vine comes in, and not displace a different liquid, for example, water. Water flows much easier, it's much less dense, and there's much less of a bulge on top of the walls of a container that the wine builds up before pouring away. So if you were to put the pits of grapes into a cup of water, it will take less pits to displace a revius of water than the amount of pits you would need to displace a revius of wine, because of its density. So the halacha is that in order for a nozer to get punished for consuming grape products, it has to be enough grape products that he ate, not that would displace a revius of water, but that would displace a revius of wine, and that's a little bit more food products than had it been displacing water. Te'eno, figs. That's the next one of the Shivas Aminim. What halacha do we learn? That what measurement is attributed or is related to the figs? Kegregorus loitzois Shabbos. We know that it is forbidden to carry from one domain to another, from one Rishus to another, from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim on Shabbos. Now, and different items have a different measurement, that if you carry and you take out from one Rishus to the other, that amount of whatever we're discussing, that's called Haitzah, and you'll be Chayev. So if you're talking about food that a person eats, how much food do you have to take out from one Rishus to the next in order to be Chayev for Haitzah on Shabbos? The halacha is the size of a dried fig. Rimoin, a pomegranate. Which measurement do we learn from a pomegranate? Kedetnan, it's a Mishnah. Kol klei balabatim. Utensils, vessels that belong to the balabatim. Shi'uron kerimoinim. We know that a kli, a vessel, is able to become tomei, and this is discussed at length in Maseches Kelim. However, if a vessel becomes useless, if it cannot contain anything anymore, then it loses its title of a vessel, and therefore it no longer becomes tomei or transmits tumah. So the Mishnah says that the size of a hole that's punched into a kli, after which the kli is no longer considered a vessel, is the size of a pomegranate. If pomegranates can fall through the hole, then the vessel is no longer considered a vessel. Continues the Gemara, Eretz Zeis Shemen. The Eretz Yisrael is the land of oil, olives. What halacha do we learn from that? Omer b'yosi b'rab chanina. Yes, it's Eretz shekol shi'oreh kazayisim. All the shi'orim that we know about are all kazayis. For example, the amount of chelev, the fats that you're not allowed to eat, dam, the blood, noisor, pigul, which is karbonus that you're not allowed to eat, you get punished if you eat a kazayis. Asks the Gemara, kol shi'oreh kusol kadaitach? Were you telling me that all measurements are kazayis? We just saw a whole list of measurements that are not kazayis. Says the Gemara, elo no. Eretz sheroiv shi'oreh kazayisim. Eretz Yisrael is praised with olives, and most of the shi'urim are the size of an olive. Dvash. The next thing mentioned in the Mishnah is dvash, which is the dates, honey from dates. What measurement do we find that's associated to dates? Kekoseves hagaso b'yom kippurim. We know that if somebody eats on Yom Kippur, he's chayev koros. How much does he have to eat in order to be chayev koros? The answer is that a large date. Kekoseves hagaso. If somebody eats a large date on Yom Kippur, he's chayev koros. V'idach, according to the Manda Omar, now we're going back to our Gemara. According to the Manda Omar that says that you learn from this Pasuk that the order has relevance, and since the order within the Shiva Saminim has relevance, we learn from here that there's relevance to making a bracha on the Shiva Saminim before making a bracha on something that's not Shiva Saminim. And how are they going to understand what we just learned now? We just saw all this shurim are learnt from the Pasuk, and if these measurements are learnt from the Pasuk, there's clearly no value in the order of the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Hani shurim behedya miksivi? I don't understand. It says in the Pasuk explicitly all these shurim. Elamid Rabbonon ukros machta ba'alma. The Rabbonon just used this Pasuk on which to make a smach of all those shurim that we know. These shurim are all minatayra the halacha l'mayishim misinai. These shurim exist. The chachomim, they found on a pasuk on which to put all these shurim. They said, yeah, it's interesting. One of them is chita, one of them is sa'ira, one of them is gefen on this pasuk. But it's not as if this pasuk is the source. And the basic pshat in this pasuk is clearly being meshabeach, praising Eretz Yisrael for the fruits, and the quality of the fruits are mentioned in order, and therefore, even though all these shiurim are hinted to in the pasuk, nonetheless, we still see the value of the order as we saw before. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chisda and Rav Amnuna have a yosfa besudasa. Rav Chisda and Rav Amnuna were sitting by a meal. Aisu lekamayu tamra very minor, and they brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. Both are eights, and both the Shiva Saminim. Shokal Rav Amnuna borech atamra bereisha. Rav Amnuna took the dates and made the bracha first. Omer le Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda commented to him, leisfir le mar lehoda omer Rav Yosef. Do you not hold of what Rav Yosef said? Ve'itayim Rav Yitzchok, or possibly Rav Yitzchok said it. Kol amuktem b'posuk zeh koidem lebracha. Whatever is mentioned first in the posuk, you make the bracha on. And here they had dates and pomegranates. If we look in the pasuk, it says, "Eretz chitos oira v'gefen ota'ino v'rimoin." Eretz zeis shemen u'dvash. First, it mentions the rimoin, the fifth in the list, and then it says dvash, which is the dates, which is the end of the list. So, why did you make a bracha on the dates and not on the pomegranates? Omar le, Rav Nuna answered back, "Ze sheni le'oretz v'ze chamishi le'oretz." The dates are the second species mentioned after a word oretz. And the pomegranates, even though it's earlier in the pasuk, it's further away from the word oretz. Because it says in the pasuk, eretz, chita osa'ira v'gefen ot'ein ov'rimoin, fifth word after eretz. And then it says, eretz zeis shemen udvash. It's the second species after eretz. And therefore, since it's closer to the word eretz, you make a bracha on the tamar first. Omar le Rav Chisda commented to Rav Amnuna, "Man yoiv lo nagra de parzula. Halavai, I wish I would have feet of steel that will never get tired. V'neshme'inoch, and then I'll be able to attend to you and be a shamash to you and to be able to learn more Torah from you." Continues the Gemara. Itmar, haviu lifneim te'enim v'anovim. If somebody brings in front of them figs and grapes, B'toycha suda, in the middle of a suda. Omer avuna, tu'unin brocha lifneim. You have to make our eights before eating them. Ve'in tu'unin brocha l'achareim. But you do not have to make a separate alamichya because you're in the middle of a meal and eventually you're going to say birchas hamazon. The birchas hamazon will pater not only the bread you're eating, but also the figs and the grapes. V'chein omer of Nachman, Rav Nachman said the same. Tu'unin brocha lifneim, you have to make our eights. Ve'in tu'unin brocha l'achareim. You do not make an alamichya because you're in the middle of a meal. Rav Sheshes Omar, Rav Sheshes claims Tu'unim brocha bein nifneim u'bein l'achrem. You have to make a brocha beforehand, which is our eight, and ala michya. Because Rav Sheshes has a rule she'ein l'cha dovo she'ta'un brocha lefonov. There's no such thing as needing to make a brocha before, which means it's not annexed, it's not toffel to a meal, to bread, to anything else. V'ein ta'un brocha l'achrov, that you shouldn't have to make a brocha after it. There's one exclusion to this, elo pas habo bekisnin bilvad, only pas habo bekisnin, where this rule does not apply. And Rashi explains that pas habo bekisnin here means a snack that was brought after eating and after birchas hamazon. It was common to bring some type of a snack, and one would make a mazonus on it because it has grains in it, but one would not make ala michya on it because those grains are not the main ingredients. And it's similar to oiras v'doichen that we saw previously in a Gemara, that you make mazonos before and you do not make ala michya after. That's the only place we find that the bracha before and the bracha after don't follow the regular rhythm of the brachas. But everything else, you make a bracha before, you make a bracha after. So in the case of bringing figs and grapes to the meal, in the middle of a meal, you make our eights before and ala michya after. Upligidu Reb Chiya. He argues with Reb Chiya. The Omer of Chiya, Reb Chiya maintained, pas poitra kol mine machal. The bread, when you're in the middle of a meal, then the bread patters all food items that you're going to eat in the middle of a meal. V'yayin poitra kol mine mashkim. And the bracha on the wine patters you, exempts you from having to make a bracha on any other drinks that you're going to drink. So according to Reb Chiya, since you're in the middle of a meal, and the bracha of Hamoitzi patters all foods you're going to eat, even to Einim and Anovim, you do not need to make our eight, and the Birchas Hamazon on the bread is going to patter anything you ate, and there's no alamichyo after the fruits. Omer of Papa. Reb Papa is now going to tell us the halacha. Hilchasa, Dvorim haboim machmas hasuda. There are some dips and dishes that are brought in order to enhance the bread you're eating, which is what we call lifton. Basoich hasuda, and it's brought in the middle of a meal to enhance the meal that you're eating, the bread. Einom tu'unim brocha, you do not need to make a brocha before it, because it's toffel to the bread. Loi lifneim v'loi lachreim. Since it's toffel to the bread, you do not need to make a bracha reshoina or a bracha achreina for these things. This lifton, which has brought machmas hasuda to enhance the main part of the meal. V'sheloi machmas hasuda. If the food items you're bringing are not there to enhance the meal, it's not lifton. B'soich hasuda. Nonetheless, you brought it in the middle of the meal and it's there in order to satisfy you. T'unin bracha lifneim. You have to make a bracha reshoina since it's not bread, and it's not lifton. There's no reason that the brocha of the bread should patter it. Ve'ein tu'unin brocha l'achreim, but you do not need to make a separate brocha achreina, because birchas hamazon is going to patter any food item that you ate, which is mezin, which satisfies you. And since this was brought b'toychas u'da in order to satisfy you, the birchas hamazon patters it. La'achar asuda, if after you've finished eating you bring some type of dessert which is not there to enhance the main part of the meal, you've finished the main part of the meal and it's not satisfying, it's just a dessert, then tu'unim brocha bein lifneim bein la'achareim. You have to make a brocha rishoina because since it's not toffel to the bread, it's not there, it's not mezin, it's not lifton, therefore it's not enhancing the bread, therefore you need to make a brocha Rishayna. And since it's not mezin, then the bracha of hazon doesn't patter it, and you have to make its own bracha achreina. Continues the Gemara. Sho'alu es ben Zayma. They asked ben Zayma, Mipnei ma omru dvorim aboim machmas asuda besoich asuda einam t'unim brocha lo'y lefneim v'lo'y le'achreim. What's the reasoning? How do we understand this halacha that if something is brought to enhance the bread and it's brought in the middle of a meal, that you do not need to make a brocha before or after? Omar lehem, he says, Hoyelu pas poitroson. Since it's tofel to the bread, it's there to enhance the bread, the brachas of the bread patter them from needing their own brachas. Yehocha asks the Gemara, Yai nami niftere pas. Why, when you bring wine after you've made hamoitzi, do you need to make a hagofen? Why can the bread, the hamoitzi, not patter the wine as well, with all the drinks? Says the Gemara, Shani yain de goyrim brocha la'atzmoi. Wine, there's two aspects to wine. There's the part of wine which is the beverage part. It's the part of wanting to be satisfied from the drink itself. And there you can ask a question. Since the main part of the meal is bread, it should patter it. But we find there are times that you make a brocha of agofen on wine even when you don't want to drink it. For example, when there's a brocha like Sheva Brochas and Birchas HaMozoin and Kiddush, where the wine on its own right, it demands a hagofen just because of the way it's being used. And since we see that wine always demands brachas, irrespective of the beverage part of it, just the wine part of it demands a bracha, so too regarding a suda, even though eating the bread should patter the beverage part of the wine, but the bracha part of the wine, what's unique about wine that's always asking for its own bracha, that the bread cannot patter, and that's why you have to make its own hagofen. And in Mirat Hashem, in the next year, we're going to carry on from here.